Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. And I've got a very special guest on the line, none other than my brother, Garigula. Good morning, brother.
How's it going?
Yeah, deadly, buzz. What a mooly.
What a mooly. Yeah, yeah. It's all happening, you know. We're just in Brisbane at the moment. I'm just about to catch a flight down to Newcastle for the Rising Tide event.
Okay. Yeah, asked me to go up to that. They wanted to do a screening of my doco, so you might get to see that.
Yeah, hopefully. That should be good. I've got a few friends. They help organise that, and it's kind of like another event that I've had from up home, because there's a lot of familiar faces that I see there, and so I always like to help them out whenever I can. And just got back from Brazil, so
yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about that.
So I
noticed you're on Facebook there. You having a good time, man?
Yeah, it was good.
I reckon someone lit a fire around it. It wasn't you, was it?
Apparently it was an electrical fire.
Oh, okay.
but the UN security that were there, they were pretty onto it. Hey, they grabbed all these fire extinguishers from everywhere, and they got it out in about 6 minutes. But my problem is I left my bag in the Australian pavilion, and one of the embassy ladies put it into the back room, and I'm like, oh no, my passport's in there.
Oh god.
So I had to race against the COP30 allowing people to get back in to get things from inside, to having to catch a flight back. So I was there with the Australian ambassador, having to work out maybe I need a passport to get back, a temporary one.
But jeez.
Thankfully, I was able to get back in there and get my bag.
Did you get a chance to have a look around the country a bit? Did you get into the Amazon at all?
Yeah, look, there's not really, like, it's hard to get out from the little area there, but it's all surrounded by Amazon around it, which is good. It's probably like one of the most deep into the Amazon cities,
okay,
as it gets to Brazil. So it's good. You see like big rainforest trees and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
It's pretty amazing, you know, like, and it's, you see the Amazonians, they come down through the river and came and were selling things. And I realized to myself that they're probably the most happiest people out of the whole place here, because everybody else is stuck in a grind and a wheel that they don't know which way they're going and why they're doing it, but they're just doing it. So
sounds like this country.
Yeah, exactly the same. Exactly the same, you know. And so that's why it's good to connect with other Indigenous people and see from their perspectives. And, you know, the more and more I see it, it's the indigeneity. It's the idea of Indigenousness, you know, of being a part of the land
and with it. Indigenous people make the difference. So, you know, you're in that country, because if it's just a colonizer, you could be anywhere in the world.
That's it.
But you know, Indigenous people give it that character and identity.
Yep. No, 100%, you know, and it's it was good to be able to see different tribes from all over the place. And they were supposed to have one here, next one, but they didn't. Turkey ended up winning that one.
That's
so
right. They bailed out. I was wondering what the reasons were that for.
I think maybe because Labor's approved like 21 coal and gas projects.
Exactly.
Since they've been in office.
Exactly. And isn't a major algae bloom in Adelaide at the moment? South Australia. Wow. It's a disgrace.
Wow. Yeah. It's kind of just like it's oxymoronic. It's just like, why host an event about trying to help something.
What does it mean? What does COP mean? What's COP?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I think it's a bit of a cop-out anyway, if you ask me.
To tell you the truth, I don't know. Like, there's a small group called Common Threads, that First Nations little group that, asked me to come along and check out the Indigenous caucus. And, you know, it's all the same fight across the whole world, basically.
Yes, it is, Bruz.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to have you here, Bruz. You know, showing us how to defend our land, go and occupy it, and actually defend. So we've got to be really taking that on board. I think that's the theme for next year. Everyone do that. You know, and Victoria has got a perfect opportunity to. In light of this treaty business, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't need a treaty. You've got.
We don't need that, but it justifies everything that we've been saying all along. Though.
We're in the courts at the moment, in the full bench of the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And the president of the land court, our president of the Supreme Court, is presiding over our case in Queensland.
Cool. How's it looking?
And they all got schooled by the Human Rights Commission when they came in. When the Human Rights Commission came in and said that the Human Rights Act is for the judges to align themselves with it.
They're a bit concerned now.
This is going to open up a can of worms now, and they don't know how to stop this, because they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. If they don't rule on our favour, then we appeal it to the High Court. But if it rules in our favour, then the state will still appeal it and it'll go to the High Court.
Yeah, we're in a similar position down here with this. We're on a case on the 2nd of December around the issue of genocide and the Crown.
Yep.
And also there's another case down here with fishing rights for Aboriginal people. And the judge sort of said something similar. He said to the fisheries, which is the first, he said, you better work out how you've got authority here, you fishermen, the Fisheries Act. So it seems like a complete turnaround on certain stuff.
Yeah. I mean, even just using the Human Rights Act to say that the fisheries doesn't have a right to limit your rights. So there's no law that says that you can do it at the moment, but the Human Rights Act gives you the right to say that that government official can't limit your rights.
Exactly. It's all getting very interesting, Bruz.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, it's just rolling down the hill, and we just keep going with it because, you know, someone's got to fight for country, and because the protection of Aboriginal people and Aboriginal culture is the protection of country in itself.
Absolutely. And you're a great example of that, Bruz. Thank you so much. I hope you have a good time down in Newcastle. What's the name of that country? Anyway.
Mullumbimba, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a Worimi country.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. No.
Yeah.
I wanted to go, but I just was too close to my court case. I need to be concentrating on this stuff here. You might catch up to my daughter. She's going to introduce she's been on the panel for my doco. If you get a chance, go and check it out, Bruz.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen, and I've got a couple of other interviews on today, so I'm going to have to. But we'll do something more substantial probably as soon as it's possible, and maybe next week even.
Yep.
And give us further updates, particularly what's going on with your country there. What is it? Is it going okay by the sounds of it?
Yeah, so, we're still going along it goes into a directions hearing now. Depends on it's going to go to the High Court. So, it's inevitable. So it's just the preliminary steps, basically. But we're going to prove to the whole country that we have cultural rights, especially cultural rights to springs.
We should be able to do that. And if you get to the High Court and they knock you back, well, there's
The court
that I'm trying to angling at is the international courts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they expect you to exhaust all legal avenues within the Australian legal system.
Well, I've been doing these court cases since 1997.
Yeah, wow.
I've got a body of evidence now, which is undeniable.
Yep.
I think things are going to change here. Yep.
Yeah. No, wow. It's a long life's work, hey?
But it is a life work. But, hopefully the young people don't have to go through the crap that we are, you know, like, we're vexatious, abusing the process and have no standing, you know, like, we've dismissed all that now. Now we've got all those things.
Yep.
So we're ready to rock and roll too, bros.
Yeah,
it's deadly to hear from you, bros. And hope you recuperate all right and hope Newcastle buzz happens because rising tide.
You know? Yeah, no, cheers. And can't wait to get back out the bush.
Yeah, I reckon.
tired of this concrete jungle.
Who was looking after your camp?
I got my nephew and my sister out there at the moment.
Yeah.
And they're just keeping the wood on the fire.
Yeah.
Stay 1557 or something like that.
What's that work out in years?
It's over 4 years now.
4 years.
Yeah, it'll be almost 4 years and 6 months in January, I think.
And do you think that there's there's more non-Aboriginal support for what you're doing out there now?
Yeah, look, I think at first people were a bit scared. They didn't know what it was. But, like, even the townsfolk are starting to come around to the idea. It's just, like, I refuse to contract with the Australian government for my homeland back, at least a small portion of that homeland, because that is the only place that is free out of this whole continent, because I choose not to have a deal with them. All it is just a memorandum of understanding from the local coppers, and that means that they're not coming to remove me, so no one else is coming to remove me.
That's the way to go, bros. You got it all worked out.
Yeah.
So love you. I love you, man. You're an eagle.
Yeah, that's it, eh?
Yeah, brother.
Deadly to have a yarn to you, and hopefully soon I can make my way down those ways again.
We'd love to have you again down here, bros.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah, and hopefully we've got something to report after the 2nd of December here as well. So,
that'll be good.
Yeah. Well, we'll stay in touch, eh?
Yeah, no worries. We'll do.
All right, mate.
Too easy.
Thanks, brother.
We're all. What a molly.
That's Garidula, who's been sitting on a claim up there trying to prevent the Adani, the gigantic mining company, destroying his country there. Been there for 4 years on the ground. Starting to make some headway there. It's 25 minutes past 12 o'clock. When I come back, I'll have a yarn with my dear friend, Jane, about and the goings-on down there at Camp Sovereignty, and particularly the issues around accessibility. Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bunjil's Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/Bunjil's Fire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.